Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature here with the DJB gang. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to help bring you up to date with the official stories. The list is prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, you can get the story list, the people list. You get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a lot of connection to what is going on in the world of News Talk Radio, and certainly one of the big things this week has been that business of donating through RadioCares.org to the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars on radio stations just like this. So hopefully you've participated, or if you want to, you can still give some money. If you want to check it out, you can go to TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and see the button up there for donating, or you can go to DJVShow.com as well. The stories, ladies. Number 10. We talked about this on the DJV program. The Pentagon's UFO videos.
Mm-hmm.
We all got, I don't know if excited is the right word, but we sort of said, we told you so.
The president said that was a hell of a video.
Yeah. Right.
Is that the first time in history that a president has commented on UFOs?
Maybe.
Just curious. I don't know.
Asked about it. Certainly presidents have been asked about it. And
they kind of don't answer, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, right.
They're real.
That's one of those things in the book, the drawer on the president's desk that the new incoming presidents read that tells the story of what the last presidency was about and things that the practical things that you're warned to be careful of, or whatever's in that book.
Nobody don't talk about aliens.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, you'll be discounted as a nutbird. That's what people used to say to me all the time. No, I've been talking about UFOs ever since I've been on the air. And people would say,
well, UFOs are real. They're unidentified flying objects. Now, whether or not you want to say that there's a good, reasonable explanation or that it's life from somewhere else, all I know is it doesn't seem like a coincidence to me that the Pentagon has these videos just at the same time that the government's ordering us to wear a mask. I think they're protecting us from seeing the reptilian people. I'm pretty sure of it.
Really? All right. Back to V, the television show. There we go.
Just kidding, everybody. Don't panic. It'll be okay.
Is the show. We got enough panicking going on. The charts for the week of April 27th to May 1st here. Talk Radio Review. Education and the situation in the education world. Not only are children, although I find, I talk to my grandson pretty much every day, and he's all about, there's some new things. I send him a monthly gift. All the things that I get from my grandson are educationally oriented. And he's got a good mind, and he loves that kind of stuff. But he's not suffering at all. As a youngster, he's been challenged, and they're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe both of his parents, my daughter and her husband, are educators. They're profs at UCLA, so maybe that's what is stimulating him, or part of why it can be a good stimulating atmosphere there. But generally speaking, kids are not doing well, floundering with all of this stuff that, you know, there's no connection. And school has been called off pretty much everywhere till the end of the year, right? There's no school again till fall. Am I right in that?
I heard some states, I think, want to get kids back in the classroom by, like, May 15th, but I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a situation. What are they doing in California? They always do everything different in California, Jennifer, so what are they doing there about schools? Is it closed schools? The public schools, the private schools, the...
Everything is pretty much closed. All the schools have been shut down in the state of California. Now, they're saying that the governor said that perhaps they would open up in July and start the next school year early since the kids have been out of school for so long. So instead of starting in August or in September, they would start in July or early August. So they may mess around with the schedule a little bit. But even some universities are trying to figure out whether or not they're going to have classes in the fall and what's going to happen. They are going to open up some child care centers, which I would imagine would mean preschools. in phase two, whenever that's supposed to happen. I guess they say weeks, not months. So
yeah,
we'll see if that
the happens sooner the better for lots of different reasons. Number eight on the countdown list, working our way toward number one, the focus on interpersonal relationships. No better demonstrated than the fact that a lot of people are signing up to Ashley Madison. That's been one of the big...
I think that's more of a sign of the impending divorce boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. How are people dating right now? How are single people dating? I know a lot of people are doing, like, you know, Zoom dates or something like that. But if you're single, and if you were using one of these online apps to meet people, how in the heck are you doing that?
I think actually you can do video dating. I think a lot of the apps have added a video component. So, like, if you hit it off with somebody, then you can have, like, a Zoom date. So, in a sense, though, people are actually, you have to talk more to each
Ashley
other
Madison
before
said
you go
17,
on a date.
Didn't Ashley Madison say 17% of the people that are hooking up are actually doing it in person?
No one's doing that anything in person. Ashley Madison is just an online cyber.
I thought there was a chat that I heard you
right now. In normal times, you can certainly hook up with whoever.
The thing with Ashley Madison is that these are married or people who are in relationships just looking for a fling, essentially.
Yeah,
but
there's
no hotels to go to. Where are you going to find a place to go? What are you going to do? Like,
it's a lot of car stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, it's too much college in my memory there, I guess. Under the circumstances, we move on. Number seven is a focus on technology and how, whether it's the education, whether it's the business, whether it's this type of technology, where our whole existence here depends on technology and what's going on. Now, you had a story, Victoria, that you were following of some of the big providers of technology or connectivity for technology by helping people out somewhat by making this free or that free or easier to get. Is that something that
a lot of governors came out and said, look, if you have everyone needs internet right now, and so you can't cancel someone's internet or their cell phone if they can't pay their bill. And that's pretty much for 90 days, everybody got a stay of execution. And a lot, you know, to be fair, I'm not normally that favorable. I don't speak favorably that much of Verizon or Comcast or any of the other big providers, but they all have stepped up and said, look, we're taking away all of our data caps because we know that kids are at home, the parents are working from home, kids are doing online learning, the whole family's watching movies on different screens every night. So I think that in this instance, the big tech companies have done right by people, which doesn't happen often.
No. All right. Number six is a focus on this, the FBI manipulating the Flynn file. I don't know whether Michael Flynn, we need to go back and review who he is, Jennifer, or what this is all about.
This is a really terrible,
pretty much an explosion here.
Yeah, this is a terrible story. So just to set the stage, Michael Flynn is a three-star Army general who served the country for decades and then went to work for the Obama administration. He and Obama did not get along. There was bad blood, definitely. And that's one of the reasons along the campaign trail, President Trump started talking with him, brought him up to some rallies, and made him, once he won, national security advisor. Now, in the transition period, Michael Flynn made a call between Ambassador Kislyak and himself. Now, that
who is the ambassador?
Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to Russia.
Okay.
Now, that was in addition to other calls that he made to other governments, but because there was the drumming up of this dumb collusion with Russia narrative with Trump and Russia going on, people were looking at that and kind of questioning it. And he said, well, I didn't call Kislyak. Well, it turns out that he did. I have heard that Michael Flynn didn't remember it because he was out with his family when he took the call. It was a short call. He had been drinking some wine and literally it was kind of like a touch base call, essentially. And this is not unusual when governments are in a transitional period. Well, now we're hearing about this again because Michael Flynn was prosecuted for that. He was charged. The judge told him he had committed treason, all of these things. Well, the FBI just dumped out some notes that show handwritten notes between, at the time, FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. There's another gentleman who was one of the heads of the FBI that were writing notes to each other basically saying, what is the goal of going after Michael Flynn? And the goal in these handwritten notes was to get him to lie under oath. Remember, the government, when they go after you, they can't get you on anything. They want to get you on lying.
Yeah.
And the truth is, according to many people that I know that know Michael Flynn, he did not remember making that phone call. But the government went at him so hard. They threatened his son. He lost his house. He spent $6 million in legal fees. And
the oppression of big government.
Yeah, and so now it's coming out that this was actually a setup. And another character that we've heard so much about, Peter Strzok, was involved with this with handwritten notes, again, that have been released this week saying we have to keep this investigation open.
The FBI is now becoming a political organization instead of
at the highest levels, and that's so unfortunate because when people lose trust, as we see in minority communities with the justice system, what happens? It's a bad scenario. It's a trickle-down effect. And so there are a lot of questions now. Why didn't Robert Mueller point this out? Why didn't Christopher Wray, who's at the head of the FBI right now, say something about this? And I think the answer for Christopher Wray is that he probably was trying to protect the integrity of the FBI, but he's not doing any favors for anybody. And with Bob Mueller, I think this is further proof that he was sort of just a figurehead here, and this was just more of that investigation. I mean, if anybody saw his testimony, it looked like Bob Mueller was not a clear-thinking individual, but they were using his good name and credibility to continue with this investigation.
It's disgraceful. The government has no business getting involved in things the way they do in these entrapments. All right, we have number five up next here on our talk radio review as we continue. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen here for the week of April 27th to May 1st on the Countdown Review.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Land ho! hey, seriously. Land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the news talk charts from Talkers Magazine. We're going through them now. Story listed. We have time to go to the people list as well. Both of them in print at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number five, quickly to review, the number 10 item this week, the UFO video from the Pentagon. Number nine, a situation in education in our country. Interpersonal relationships, number eight. The technology of connecting, number seven in this era. The FBI and the whole entrapment thing with Michael Flynn, number six. And we just said, we're talking off the air, how refreshing. Most of the time, I don't want to listen to any of this stuff, the political stuff, because it becomes almost nonsense. But it actually sort of felt good to have one of these political, you know, these nonsensical political things is a part of the story list, because we've been away from it so long. We're so tired of the coronavirus here, coronavirus there, yada, yada, yada. Okay, number five is a focus on our relationship with the bad countries, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Mostly speculation on Kim Jong Fatty, as we call him here, as to whether he's alive or dead. That doesn't seem to have been confirmed or denied. Has it?
No.
Anybody hear anything more about?
I just keep seeing things about his sister has been slowly gaining power over
and
the last
uncle or aunt,
and then the uncle who got passed over. I guess there maybe he's
the
making
brother
a resurgence.
Of his father, his uncle.
Yes,
yeah.
The brother of his father.
Didn't he kill one of his other uncles?
Yes,
didn't Kim
Jong
Fatty.
That's right.
And then who's the guy he blew up with a rocket? There was somebody else that he would launch to launch something. Yeah, there's somebody else.
That family.
How would I know?
Oh, welcome to the
Christmas
family.
Is a little different.
Yeah, right. Sunday.
Everybody's
this package is ticking.
They open it. Yeah. There's a new car. Like, I'm going to have someone else.
At the Reagan's house on Blue Bloods, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Trump keeps saying that he knows where he is and he hopes that it will all be okay. So if he does know where he is and he hopes it all will be okay, that to me sounds like he is maybe not in the best condition, but maybe still alive.
But the thing is, though, is we speculated that the sister would take over. Apparently, that's totally not going to happen because it is such a sexist country and culture that there's no way a woman's ever going to be running that. Yeah, even if the uncle's a figurehead, he's going to be the one to take over.
Right. And as far as China is concerned, the push is on from our corner of the world to have our relationship with China sort of notched, if you will, understanding, realizing, and putting into action a plan that holds China responsible for all this mess around the world, which they are completely 100% responsible for. I've been urging, and apparently there are some congressmen and senators who are taking this seriously, bringing legislation in to incentivize getting all of our businesses that are in China the heck out of there, bring that business back to our country, and get our people back to work right away. This is something, if we spent $2 trillion, somebody said to me when I said that on the air, well, that's going to be expensive. Hello, have you looked at what we've just spent in the last month and a half? So if we can spend that kind of money to just keep people alive, we sure as heck can spend that kind of money to bring our businesses back here and keep them here. There's no reason for business to be in China. And look at stuff that you're buying.
I just want them out of our food supply. I want them away from our pharmaceuticals and away from our food supply. Those are the two things that, like, for me personally, that mean the most. And that's, you know, the other thing that with the China stuff, with being responsible, the thing that really annoyed me, I just read something last night about that the U.S. intelligence agencies, so the CIA and maybe NSA, whatever else we've got there, that they say the virus was not created in a lab, but they're still investigating the lab. So it's like, well,
why would you be doing
that? Well, because
that?
There were a lot of security breaches at that lab. In fact, they're well documented. So even if this wasn't man-made,
it is man-made. Come on.
I believe that it is, but even if it's not, what they're looking at is just what conditions these people were testing and working in, because that's how it got out.
Look, it got out of the lab. We don't know if that was intentional, but it got out of that lab. But to just say that this is just from bats, it's, I mean,
Batty, 28 past the hour.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Weight gain among women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s is a common problem. A recent Mayo Clinic study looked at the causes of abdominal obesity and the many health risks that it poses.
There are physiological changes. So, you know, as we age, we lose muscle mass. Also, as we are aging, we're losing the male or the levels of the male hormone testosterone. So our body is burning fewer calories. So the rules of the game change. If you don't change anything, you will gain weight because you have to take that extra step to be able to maintain your weight as you enter these midlife years.
Endocrinologist Dr. Ekta Kapoor explained what conditions midsection weight gain can lead to.
Having high blood pressure, which again, women in the postmenopausal years are more predisposed to having high blood sugar. Women before they hit menopause, the risk of heart disease is pretty low, and then it just skyrockets after menopause.
There is also a high risk for some cancers. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Israel's prime minister is in another court battle, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the details.
Israel's high court is hearing arguments on whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a unity government while under indictment. This man organized a protest against him.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
If the court rules he cannot form a government, Israel may have to hold its fourth consecutive election in just over a year.
A Houston police officer injured in a police helicopter crash that killed another officer has been upgraded to serious condition at Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center. Chase Cormier has been upgraded following surgery after the crash that police say caused the fatal injuries to Officer Jason Knox, the son of Houston City Council member Mike Knox. The helicopter was part of a search for bodies in a nearby bayou, which was prompted by a police tip that Police Chief Art Acevedo has said was probably a bogus call. Six people were arrested in connection with gunfire in the area about an hour after the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on right here and at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's 34 after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, complimentary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another hour of this is a two-hour weekly event that takes place. Michael Harrison is with us from Talkers Magazine in the other hour, but we have the services of the people that do the DJV show with me every weekday morning around the country. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with a quick overview of something we've been involved in. I was talking about the number, the dollar amount that's come in for this radiothon to help Feeding America. There is certainly an emergency. This, frankly, could be an ancillary story, a 10A story. The circumstances with food, the food supply in our country, there's a whole long, we could go on for hours talking about what's going on the farms of America, what's happening to the food supply. You go to the grocery store and you can't find half the stuff that you want. Why is there a shortage? Well, there's a long story and a short story to that. But when it comes to the homeless or people who are in need, that don't have any money, they can't get food. You know, there are a lot of people who are being supplied food through the school system, and that's all closed down. So what's happening to these millions, tens of millions of people who are food compromised, if you want to use that word? The idea was put together by a fellow named Ron Stone, who runs a group of radio stations, independent radio stations in our country, and a bunch of other independent broadcasters got together to support it, including me and my programs and my company. So if you want to donate through the end of the weekend, you can do that to help raise more money. I think the figure is in the 400,000 range at the moment after a day or so of raising money for this to help out. You can buy, what is it, Victoria? You said $1 buys 10 meals or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Would you mind explaining? Let's just spend a moment here explaining how this all works, because Feeding America is one of those charities. I'm not big on charities because they're usually bloated. The CEO makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. The money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go, so I usually stay away. I got involved with Feeding America because every single penny, every cent that is raised goes to buy food for these people. So I don't, but I've forgotten the numbers exactly. You're pretty close to that.
The numbers of...
Yeah, and how much, if you give a dollar, how many people does that feed?
A dollar is 10 meals. Yep. A dollar equals 10 meals. So that's, And so it's not
really great.
It is. And what they do is they work with over 200 food banks around the country. So if you go to the feedingamerica.org website, you can find your closest food bank if you are in need.
Yeah.
They also take donations. You can, you can donate food to the food bank as well. And so what Feeding America does, they have partnered with Walmart and Costco and Purdue Chicken, and they take the excess food, whatever the surplus is from, those big box stores, and then they supply that with, then they take it to the food banks, and then it's and it goes from there. But they have, like, I think it's 60,000 programs around the country that they support. It's really just amazing. And the sad thing is, when we talk about numbers of how this is affecting Americans, 1 in 7, now this is before the pandemic, 1 in 7 Americans relies on a food bank. And so to me, that's just a staggering number. Right now, I don't know what exactly the number is, but it's more than 1 in 7 are reliant on food banks. We see images of people in their cars, lines and lines around food banks just waiting for these food boxes. And it's an amazing cause. It's a wonderful, I don't even like calling it a charity. I think it's so much bigger than that. It's an organization, and it's a foundation that is really, it's been around for 40 years in America, and I'm so happy that our show has been able to contribute in whatever way we can.
Yep. All right. So let's see. Number 4 on the list, counting up toward number 1, is a focus on the presidential race. 2 things come to mind as I hear or see that. One of them is that there's no primary in New York State. Joe Biden doesn't have enough votes right now to seize the nomination. So what kind of skullduggery can the Democrats come up with to sneak somebody else in there, whoever it may be?
I still think it's going to be, I still think it's going to be a long shot. Look, if he...
A long shot for Biden or a long shot for somebody else?
Well, for everybody, actually. Here's what could happen. Forget the opinion here, or my opining. Here's what could happen. Joe Biden will probably not have enough delegates to just walk into the convention as the presumptive, as the nominee of Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean that all the states aren't going to pledge their votes to Joe Biden, and every other candidate who has run has pledged their delegates to Joe Biden, except for Bernie Sanders. So it is a long shot to think that that is not what is going to happen. But there are many what-if scenarios. First, we don't know exactly when the DNC will actually hold their convention. because it's been moved and postponed already. There's been some talk that the convention may take place online. And there, if, I don't know if you had a chance to see what the NFL draft looked like, but I was having a conversation with Fred Pryor, who's our friend. He used to play football, and he went, this is ridiculous, because no one actually stood up. It was just a bunch of, you know, anonymity that protected people's dumb moves. And so if the convention is online, then that same thing can happen for Democrats. So there is a possibility that they could move someone in because Joe doesn't have the delegates. I would say that that's unlikely. I think what Democrats are going to do is use Joe to try to get him, because they think he's likable, over the finish line. But keep an eye on whoever his vice president is, because I fully believe that if Joe Biden is elected, and I still think that could be a long shot, but if he is elected, I don't know that he even serves a day or two. I think his vice president becomes president immediately.
Mm-hmm. I don't think immediately, but I think there'll be a transition. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's immediate. There's too much structural stuff that would need to change that's part of his plan. It wouldn't just be immediate.
And the polls are not with you
at
the moment,
Jennifer. And
that
would cause so much chaos. You know,
if you look at what I've seen this week, 8, 9 points. Biden's got 8 or 9 points. Now, he's doing a series of interviews this weekend to address this 25 or 30-year-old charge against him that he raped or molested this former staffer. What was her name? Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean, he has denied it, and his staff has denied it, but I guess now he's going to...
He hasn't actually talked about it. He's not publicly said anything about it. And if you think that the news media is not in the tank for Joe Biden, then find out why. In all of the interviews he's done over the last 5 weeks, not one person has asked him about it. Come on.
Well, Chris Hayes got a lot of flack for talking about it.
Finally, but that was in week number 5. And then what happens after Chris Hayes talks about it? This effort on social media about firing him.
Yeah.
Are there any good journalists left?
Nope.
I'm not saying that he did it or not, but at least ask the question, because guess what? When it was brought up against Trump or Justice Kavanaugh, they wouldn't let that thing go. It was the story for weeks.
Yeah, but you know what, though, on the other end of that? No one is talking about Trump there's an active lawsuit from Jean Carroll against Trump on rape right now. No one's asking him about it. He hasn't talked about it. He said, she's not my type.
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
My God.
And you know what?
She wasn't pretty enough for him to rape? I mean, really? That's what his answer was? I know we can laugh at it, but it's vile.
You know what? It makes me go back to Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and Paula, what's her face, and all of that stuff.
Clinton was never accused of rape. Sure he was.
Juanita Broderick accused him of rape.
Sure. After she showed up in his hotel room.
Here's the problem, though. We can't do this. Dwight Eisenhower,
and I'm not even sure, he had an affair with his assistant when he was in charge of Europe in World War II.
Here's breaking news. These men that are power hungry are all going to have these types of allegations. That's not great, but this is what happens with these people who are egomaniacs, and they become predators, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. But the Democrats, I really am taking issue with this, because Democrats have painted themselves as the party of Me Too. And so either we believe women or we don't. We shouldn't be believing women who accuse only Republicans. And that's what's happening. We dismiss the charges against
Bill Clinton.
The
news media underscores
that. We dismiss the charges against Joe Biden.
Well, that was a different time, though, Jen, in the 90s. I mean, that's... You know, I don't think we can even compare what happened with Clinton.
All right, we got a story to tell with another topic.
Rose McGowan is right calling out people for not being consistent on this, though.
All right. Coming up, a conversation about what you know, what you don't know, what you ought to know, and what you are not allowed to know on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Weight gain among women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s is a common problem. A recent Mayo Clinic study looked at the causes of abdominal obesity and the many health risks that it poses.
There are physiological changes. So, you know, as we age, we lose muscle mass. Also, as we are aging, we're losing the male or the levels of the male hormone testosterone. So our body is burning fewer calories. So the rules of the game change. If you don't change anything, you will gain weight, because you have to take that extra step to be able to maintain your weight as you enter these midlife years.
Endocrinologist Dr. Ekta Kapoor explains what conditions midsection weight gain can lead to.
Having high blood pressure, which again, women in the postmenopausal years are more predisposed to having high blood sugar. Women before they hit menopause, the risk of heart disease is pretty low, and then it just skyrockets after menopause.
There is also a high risk for some cancers. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In the know, I'm Smitha Rao. May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So Prudential is educating workers about invisible disabilities that can qualify for claims. Alice Cotty, Vice President and Head of Customer Solutions, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
COVID-19 has increased anxiety levels around the world due to employment and financial security concerns, loneliness, and isolation, as well as the stress of balancing work, homeschooling children, and caring for loved ones who are sick. But disability insurance protects your income if you need time off of work for mental health treatment.
One in five adults experience some form of mental health condition each year, but less than half seek treatment. The numbers will likely rise due to recent events.
It's important to prioritize your well-being and mental health, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. Talk to your employer to see how you can leverage your disability insurance plans and other workplace benefits to take care of yourself and your family.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Talk Radio Review here. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer Horn. And we're joined by talk host Walter Sterling, who does a national program. And the reason I asked Walter to join us is because he had an impactful conversation with one of our colleagues here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does the Good Day Health Show, about this study that's been done in France. And I think you, I don't know where you first heard the story, but I know you got wrapped up in it. And if I understand the story correctly, Walter, you published the findings on your Facebook page, and that's where the story begins. Is that right?
Dr. Chan gave me a link to the study.
Yep.
Known as the Marseille study.
Correct.
And I quickly cut and pasted it and put it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Twice. At least twice, maybe more, I've had items removed from Facebook. The last time something was removed from Facebook was when there was a surprisingly small bikini on a woman in France. So, again, we go to France. And they removed that. And then I put up this link that Dr. Ken sent me. Now, I don't know anything about medicine. I'm not a doctor. But Dr. Ken's a very important guy, very impressive. He sends me a link and says, you got to put it up. You've got to put it up. Or he said it like this, you got to put it up. Right. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then I had him on my show again. And I said, well, it's already up. I don't have to put it up again. And I went and looked for it. And there was a line from Facebook that said, content has been removed because it doesn't adhere to Facebook guidelines.
Wow. What does that tell you?
Now, I tried it again today.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up again today. We'll see what happens.
So what we have is Facebook managing the news, right? Isn't that what that's about? I mean, because it didn't conform to what Fauci or the news media says, they just yank it.
It's a disturbing trend, though. I know you guys probably heard the video this week from the doctors in California who talked about this being not as bad as we thought it was, and that was yanked down by Google. So this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, and I'm glad you told the story, Walter. Good to have you on again. Walter M. Sterling, listen for him around the country on weekends, weekend nights. Here, this is the Talk Radio Review, Jennifer, Doug, and Victoria at 10 before the hour.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's time. Check the oil. Check the water. I feel like doing the commercial for, was it Burger King? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. How do we do that with your car service and maintenance and that kind of stuff? What's going on in the world of automobiles and transportation in general? Our expert is Nick Miles, who has a fabulous website deemed to be the best by many people who judge these sorts of things. His website is rautoexpert.com. In a moment, we're going to find out why your car dealer won't take back your leased vehicle. First, though, keeping track of your vehicle's routine maintenance, like oil changes, tire rotation, that kind of stuff, pretty crucial. especially as shelter-in-place orders nationwide increase the time cars remain unused. Equally important is staying current on safety recalls from the manufacturers and knowing what to do when your car needs repairs, so let's figure out what's going on.
In the know, I'm Smith Arau. Knowing if you're being quoted a fair price for the service and repair items your car needs is important. KBB.com managing editor Micah Muzio has more.
Kelley Blue Book's new auto repair guide shows you what you should pay for car repairs and lets you schedule an appointment no matter which make or model you own. From smaller items like patching a tire or getting your brakes adjusted to bigger repairs like replacing the transmission.
Based on your vehicle's mileage, Kelley Blue Book also shows you the next time you'll need to bring your car in for routine servicing and provides manufacturers recommended maintenance schedules.
With Kelley Blue Book's fair repair range, you'll get an objective look at what others have been paying for regular maintenance services at local dealers. Also available is up-to-date information on car safety recalls from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Repairs related to manufacturer recalls are free to car owners and can be scheduled right from the Service and Repair Pricing Guide.
For more information on car maintenance, repairs, and recalls, visit KBB.com.
All right, here with a sort of a follow-up to that, Nick Mills. You know, have I ever told you why once in a while I refer to you as Nick Mills? Did I ever tell you that?
No, tell me.
Nick Mills was, I ran the news station in Boston in the mid-80s, and my morning anchor was a guy named Nick Mills, and he was a great guy. Well, he was in my face a lot, but he was, I don't know what it's funny how that just, you get things in the groove of your brain, you know, your name is spelled with one L, his was two, but anyway, so... let's go back to this business about car servicing for a moment, please. Your take on it, the essence. I'll give you my example. I have my Rover, and when I drove back from California, I parked it in front of the house. Until last week, it hadn't moved. I found that a mouse got into it. I don't even understand how this happened. The mouse got into the glove box in the middle where I had a couple of candy bars and some snacks and chewed away. How does a mouse get into, I didn't even begin to understand how that could happen.
Yeah, well, there's little holes everywhere in your car, of course. It climb up through the wheels, and it's like probably a big toy for the mouse, because suddenly there's this big thing out there with lots of little tunnels and air vents and ducts and the engine compartment to walk through. So it was probably a big adventure for the mouse. And guess what? There's two candy bars at the end.
Yeah.
He kind of
really upset about that. Yeah. All right. So, but what special danger, if that's the right word, or what do we have to be aware of if we are, like a lot of people are, just letting their car sit? I'm driving my pickup truck, I haven't driven the car, so what do we need to be doing or thinking about if they're not being used?
A couple things that are really important. Your tires. You want to take the car out every week at least. I like to say every couple of days. If the tires sit on one spot, Doug, you probably had this with a truck that's set on the farm for a while.
Right, yeah,
you get
flat
spots in the tire, and you feel the bumps going down the road, and then, of course, the tire is unsafe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to get the car out. Plus, there's the gasoline as well. Yeah, if you're going to leave your car for a long time, you don't want to have a partial tank of gas. You want to fill it all the way up because you don't want all that... the crusty is at the bottom of the tank getting sort of put into the system. And gas does go old as well. And, of course, then there's a big old problem of the battery going flat. So put it on a battery tender if you're not going to drive it for a while. But drive it around the block once a week. Give it some love. Cars like to be driven.
What about cars that are out of lease not being taken back by the dealer? What's the excuse?
Well, there's a big story coming out of California right now that several dealers have been saying, hey, we're not taking the car back. The owners are like, what? What? Why are you taking it back? The lease is over. And what ends up happening is the dealership are closed and they have nowhere to put it on the lot. They're not selling any cars right now, so they have nowhere to put it on the lot. And these owners are complaining. Well, I wouldn't be complaining because I'm not paying any more than I pay for the lease of the agreement. You can come and get it.
Just drive the car free.
Yeah, the tax and insurance and everything else. That's what I say. Apparently some people are unhappy about it and take it back because they're not open. Sorry, you got a free car.
Yep. Hello, it's free! Nick Miles from YourAutoExpert.com here in the
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.